Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining by another edition of Pray for the Nations. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 19 and 20, the Apostle Peter says, "But Peter and John answered them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. But we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.'" They were talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ in light of the suffering of the Messiah, and that transformed their lives. And that's exactly what we're praying today for St. Vincent's Island, right there in the Caribbean Sea. And we especially are mindful and thankful of Walford Thompson, who through the last couple of decades has been radiating the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is a very religious country. It's about 112,000 people, potentially. 90% of their population is registered as Christians, so just under 100,000. And yet, there's a very clear need for it to be not just religious, but to have a personal, vital relationship with Jesus Christ by faith. So therefore, let's pray for that now. God, just as Peter and John were transformed by the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit, not only to believe upon Christ, but to celebrate Christ, to do so both courageously, but also meekly, we pray that you would bless the people of St. Vincent with a joy in holiness, that you would cause them to bear fruit, and that a harvest of righteousness would be seen as new believers are raised up not only to celebrate God's praises, but to be to be ambassadors of reconciliation in regards to missions. Please, Lord God, bring about revival in this country. Bring about restoration of biblical, Spirit-led joy. We ask that you would establish seminaries. We ask that you would establish Bible schools. We ask that the leadership there would be equipped and enabled to serve you with an upright mind, an informed mind, but also a mind that has been transformed to think in line with the greatness of your beauty. Please, Lord God, bless this dot in the Caribbean Sea, so that sprinkles of your grace and your power and your beauty would be seen throughout all creation, that the angels would marvel, and that your people would be bold. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved.